This is the Mind and Fitness Podcast. It is Wednesday, September the 26th. Thanks so much for tuning in today. As always, I always like to start the episode off with, if you've got 90 seconds, 2 minutes, 1 minute, whatever it is that it takes, going on over to iTunes or Apple Podcasts and leaving a review. If you like what it is that you hear, a five-star review, it's really the best way for people to be able to find this podcast and get some help from this podcast. I've gotten quite a few messages from people over the last month, couple of months, 3 months or so, that just say that this, the messaging in here, the interviews, everything like that, has really helped them in overcoming chronic pain, giving them more hope, things like that. So really, the message of this is just to get as many people as much help as absolutely possible. So I wanted to lead with that. So today, there's no guest today. So I had Dr. Schechter on the show last week, and we went through an interview and we talked about a few things. There was some controversy on one of the things that Dr. Schechter had said. So I've gotten, I saw this on a forum that I'm not a part of. I saw this in a couple of groups. I got asked this directly from a listener via a DM. So it was something that Dr. Schechter was talking about. And again, like, you have to remember, people that have TMS and people that have chronic pain and people that have kind of been stuck in this abyss for a long time, just naturally, I think our tendencies is A, to play the victim, but then two, catastrophize? Everything's really, really bad, whatever it is. Whatever it is that happens, ultimately it's going to be the worst outcome. And I think that's just the way that our brains are wired to think, whether that means that whether that's a root of us being like abused as little kids, or we just have a highly stressful life. It's just an element of what it is that we do. We're kind of always on high alert. We're always watching for danger, things like that. But there was a part of the podcast last week where Dr. Schechter was talking about this whole idea of disc herniations. And so Sarno's theory goes back to talk about disc herniations. There's actually been a lot of studies that have been done on disc herniation, disc bulges, things like that. That show that really there isn't a correlation between disc herniations and back pain. You can find a lot of literature on this if you crack open your Google machine and you type it in and you look for it. And there was a line in there where Dr. Schechter was talking about the black and white of Dr. Sarno's theories, which, by the way, have stood the test of time, and you can look at those on Amazon and get some good information. But Dr. Schechter was talking about a 3-millimeter disc herniation versus a 7-millimeter disc herniation. And if you have a 7-millimeter disc herniation and it follows the exact path of symptomatology and you can have predictable symptoms, things like that, then maybe that could be at least partially to do with your pain. And I saw a lot of backlash on this. People were freaking out because suddenly now everybody thinks that they have a 7-millimeter disc herniation and that they are the exception to the rule. Ultimately, and I had a good conversation with a listener about this a couple days ago. Ultimately, it is your responsibility to decide what you want to do. If you want to live in the physical realm and you want to chase doctors and you want to keep paying copays and you want to keep sitting in offices and taking meds and having surgery and all this kind of stuff, like, that is your prerogative, and I'm not here to tell you what it is that you should and should not do. There's the other side of it that says, I'm going to take responsibility ultimately for the pain that I have and the issues that I haven't faced, emotional issues that I have not faced or that I can't admit to myself. And it's going to be up to you. So ultimately, like, you need to do that on your own. It's going to be up to nobody else to do that. And I've told this story about a old high school teacher of mine, and she's also a yoga instructor. But I remember once in a class, she was talking about, this was a yoga class, was talking about really like eliminating a team that kind of we all feel like we need to heal an injury or heal a problem. You know, we need to get a chiropractor and a physical therapist and a neuromuscular therapist and all these different people, doctors, specialists, back surgeons, to really heal our issues. When ultimately, like, I think that what we've allowed ourselves to do in this medical model and kind of what we've been brought up to believe is that we don't need to be an advocate for our own care. We don't need to take responsibility because our well-being and our wellness is ultimately not in our hands. I'm here. I mark this as explicit. I'm here to fucking empower you to forget about that. It is all completely on you, and you can decide what realm you want to live in. If you want to go see a chiropractor, have him tell you the same old thing and go see him twice a week for the next 6 years, like many chiropractors seem like they will do, be my guest, but I don't think that it's your way out, especially if you've run through blood tests and all the obvious tests and things like that that would tell you if something is significantly off. It's an overhyped nervous system. That's what it is. And that's how you deal with it, is through the nervous system, which are things that Dr. Sarno teaches, Steve Ozanich teaches, Nicole Sachs teaches, Adam Heller teaches, all these different people teach. I teach, I talk about on this podcast every single week. All this time that I invest for you guys is to help you. And so again, I guess that I want to leave you with, if you feel that you need to stick in the physical realm, go stick in the physical realm. I just don't think it's your way out. Today's episode is going to be largely about this concept of unconscious rage. And it makes me think earlier the sentence that I said, which was like thinking unthinkable thoughts, basically. So like, what are the things that you can't admit to yourself, or what are the things that you don't want to admit to yourself? Sarno's theory always talked about this idea of unconscious rage. And I'm sitting in front of my computer right now. So if you look up at the definition of rage, so rage is a feeling of intense, violent, or growing anger. It is sometimes associated with the fight or flight response and is often activated in response to being in the presence of a threat. The phrase thrown into a fit of rage expresses the immediate nature of rage that occurs from an extended exposure to a threat. If left unchecked, rage will lead to violence against the threat. So unconscious rage. So what this means is that you have a feeling of intense, violent, or growing anger in your unconscious or your subconscious mind, which means that you have no idea what it is, and it's probably not going to come out. But you need to address it. And really the way to address it is to feel your feelings. And it being associated with the fight or flight response is the sympathetic nervous system. I was talking about an overhyped nervous system. That's what it is. It's often activated in response to being in the presence of a threat. So the unconscious side of you is always feeling threatened. That could be your boss. It could be your kid. Think about it like this. So I've got two kids, right? And I love my two kids dearly. And I love my wife dearly. The unconscious threat, which essentially is the five-year-old me or the young kid in me, the primitive side of me, really doesn't necessarily want the responsibilities that are associated with a family, right? The conscious side of me, every bit of my being, my living being, loves my family, and I would do anything for them, and I would stand on the sword in a heartbeat for them. But the unconscious side of me, which really just I have zero control over, and it's just the way that it is, may feel differently. And I think that what people oftentimes have a really hard time doing is getting from this point of saying I'm annoyed because of this, or I'm stressed out at work, right? That's what they think, like, and they kind of get stuck in this chronic pain, and then they read Dr. Sarno's book and they think, well, I'm thinking about what I might be stressed about, or the stress of work, or I've got this important deadline. Like, that's fine that you're thinking about that stuff, and that may be partially contributing to it, but you need to go deeper. You need to go darker. Again, it's unconscious rage. Rage does not translate to I'm stressed out about this. Rage is whatever it is that's stressing you out, you want that thing gone. And in a lot of ways, like, this subconscious side of you, and you can read a lot about it, is probably pretty violent. And I like to think about it like this. So the movie The Purge, if you think about The Purge. So The Purge, as soon as 7 p.m. hits, I think it's 7 p.m., essentially the world goes terrible. It's like the worst part of Gotham in Batman, where you have people stealing, people killing, people doing all sorts of terrible things. That's what's going on in your subconscious mind. It's under the covers. It's something that you're never going to uncover, and it's something that you're never going to do, right? If you have an unconscious or a subconscious thought of like killing your boss, it's probably never going to come out. And the way to control that rage, or the way to control that anger, is just to be heard. That's all you want, is just to be listened. So a great way to be listened to and a way to be heard is with something like a journal, something like a journal speak, which is what Nicole Sachs talks about. Literally writing down in a journal all the things that you could be enraged about. Could be a great way out for you, and it's a way for being heard, and it's a way for having a voice, and it's a way for giving that internal rage and that subconscious rage a voice. I don't always necessarily think that the why behind it is important. Maybe it could be. I don't think it's a necessity for healing, but if you can put down on a piece of paper, I am so, again, explicit language, I am so fucking angry about this. I could I could kill this guy. I'm so fucking pissed about the way that all this stuff is going. Fuck that guy. Fuck this. Fuck that. Right? Like, think about like some of the worst rap lyrics that you could listen to. But the whole idea is that you're angry on the inside. You need to get there. You need to get to that dark place. Like those voices in your head on at a subconscious or an unconscious level, like that's what you need to deal with. And so if you don't deal with it and you don't allow that voice to come out or that voice to be heard, which again can just be silently on a piece of paper that you shred up or that you burn as soon as you're done, because the important part is that the voice is being heard. If you don't express it in that way, then you may express it in other ways, like back pain, like neck pain, like anxiety, like violence, like yelling at your kids, like kicking your dog. Like there's a lot of different examples of this. People that need to get a rush somewhere else, like that's the outlet for them, you know, whatever it is. Some people do drugs. Some people are workaholics. Some people will drink a lot. Like it just depends on what you and your outlet is. The best way is to express in some way, and probably the best and the safest way to express a repressed emotion is just on paper or to give it some deep thought. Sarno, as his books progressed over time, went from thinking about the unconscious rage and maybe what it could be or things like that, just acknowledging it, all the way into actually journaling is what it eventually evolved into, creating columns like your personality type and characteristics of you and some of your childhood tendencies and things like that. You really just need to get dark. And really, that's the main point of this entire podcast. I was thinking very early on, just a couple weeks actually after I found the Sarno book, I had bought the book by Adam Heller, which was Zero Pain Now. So he's got a system called Zero Pain Now. It's a good book. It elaborates a little bit on the Sarno theory. It's very simple. It's very quick to read. It's probably something that you could finish in an hour, hour and a half, depending on how fast a reader you are, I guess. But his whole practice is, what emotion am I feeling? Meaning if you feel pain, physical pain, you stop and you say, what emotion am I feeling? And one of the things that the workbook prompts you to do is to email into, it says Adam, but it's people I think that work for Adam, but to email in and basically acknowledge that you have done your journaling exercise for the day or your writing exercise for the day. And a lot of times what I would do is I would write in and say, I am stressed about this and my, you know, I just want to close some deals at work and I want to sell this thing and I my car's acting up and my dog is, it was just all very like surface level trivial shit. And I went back and I was reading it a few days ago. And they would always email me back. You need to stop the stories and you need to stop the reason behind it and you need to go deeper. All you need to do is just feel the emotion. So what went and evolved from, I am sort of stressed about my kids kind of not listening to me sometimes and my, my, you know, whatever it is, my car being bent out of shape or my friend not listening to me, suddenly becomes very rage filled, very vengeance filled. I am angry. I am pissed off. And that's ultimately what it is that you need to feel. Like, I want to get out of this situation. I want to get away, as far away from here as possible. Because again, all you're doing is you're acknowledging, hey, like subconscious mind or unconscious part of the brain, I hear you, I'm acknowledging you, I'm listening. Because all that little kid in you wants is just to be heard. It just wants to be acknowledged. And so I think that that's what a lot of people are missing, is that A, they're not going deep and dark enough, and that they're maybe thinking about this on a little bit too trivial of a level. I think that chronic pain is so solvable, and people not going deep enough is a big part of it. But there's also the whole idea of, you know, people are still get stuck in the physical realm. I see it every single day. Now that I moderate the Facebook group, so it's called TMS hyphen the Mind Body Syndrome, which is where a lot of people that are listening to this probably found this podcast. People will bounce between the physical and the, there's several people that will say, hey, has anybody ever had this pain behind your right eye that hurts in your trap and it makes your upper back hurt? Has anybody ever had that? And my thought is always like, what is it that you need to hear to feel better ultimately? Because, you know, if I see the same thing being said over and over again, like, I don't know what else I can say to help you, because the best thing that you need to do is really, you know, dig into that animal that's inside of all of us. I like to think of, you know, big time villains in superhero movies. You know, you got Venom, right, from Spider-Man. There's a great trailer right now with Tom Hardy. So I love Tom Hardy. He played Bane That's the favorite my favorite role that he was in. But if you watch the trailer for the new Venom movie and you look at Tom Hardy, right, he's this nice guy on the outside who's just trying to get through life like any one of us. And then when that demon comes out, Venom, which arguably is like his subconscious part of the mind, like boom, the whole thing changes and he becomes animalistic. And he's doing it like out in the public, right? And maybe that's maybe going in a bit in fits of rage with people is the way that some people get through this stuff, which is not good. But if Tom Hardy's character, if Venom, before turning into this demon, just sat down and wrote out his thoughts a little bit, wrote out some of his unconscious rage, probably wouldn't happen. One of my favorite superheroes, and of all the Avengers, by the way, I'm a big sucker for superhero movies, but of all the Avengers, probably the real sleeper I think that too many people sleep on is the Incredible Hulk, who is just awesome. But he goes into these fits of rage, and he goes out and he hurts people, right? His emotions overtake him. Again, if Bruce Banner were to just sit down and write out his thoughts and his anger, then maybe the Incredible Hulk wouldn't come out. For some people, the Incredible Hulk and Venom is their back pain and stomach problems and anxiety and depression and fibromyalgia and all this. You sit down, you acknowledge it, acknowledge the child that's in the room, that's living inside of you, and ultimately you will overtake your chronic pain. So that's what I'm going to leave you with on this very shortened 16-minute, probably by the time I finish, 18-minute episode. So next week, you're going to have a real treat. Actually, for the next several weeks, you're going to have a real treat. So some of the upcoming interviews are, there's a couple of pain recovery stories. I have a two-parter with Nicole Sachs that will happen next week and the following week. You're also going to hear from Adam Heller from ZeroPain.com. So there's just a lot of good stuff for you guys that is coming up. Also, I'm currently working on an e-course. There's plenty of e-courses out there in the TMS space. Nicole Sachs has a lovely one. You can find it at thecurefor.com. The one that I'm doing is very much going to be video centric. It's going to be teaching instruction. It's like you're going to be in a classroom with me. So that's something that I'm working on and should be up very, very soon. The goal is to have it done within the next week to couple of weeks. But when it happens, I will address it here on the podcast and you'll be able to find it. Thanks so much, guys, for your time. I hope that you wrap up September and it is awesome. It is football season. It is the fall. I'd much more prefer it to be summer all the time, but you know, you do what you can. thanks so much for listening. All the people that have shot me DMs and wanted to talk and wanted to talk about one-on-one coaching and things like that, which I am open to, you know, keep messaging me, guys. I love hearing from you. I love hearing your stories. It's incredibly gratifying to hear when somebody messages me and says that I'm helping them in some way, shape, or form. I just love it. So thanks so much for spending 18 minutes of your day with me, and I will see you guys next week.